Hello and welcome to the Logistics Podcast. I'm your host, Bonnie Cliff. Thanks for joining us. This is the first episode in a short series recorded in collaboration with Kerber Supply Chain Software. We will cover the latest technology for the warehouse and what's on the horizon for managing the increasing complexity of supply chains. Today, we'll be explaining gamification and how it can be a vital asset in managing the warehouse workforce. Let's get cracking. If you're unfamiliar with the word gamification, don't worry. I spoke with Nick Retzman, who's the Chief Growth and Product Officer at Vibe, a successful startup focused on bringing gamification to the logistics sector, and he explained the basics to me.
So gamification is basically a software which helps companies to increase employee engagement. Gamification is basically everywhere in our daily life. You see that when you basically collect flight miles or you go to certain industries where you collect certain points, and can change them basically into rewards. And that is gamification. And gamification can be applied to any industry, especially the logistics and especially the warehouse industry.
Even if you'd never heard of the term gamification before this episode, you're almost certainly already participating in it. Have you ever played a video game on a games console or on your phone? Perhaps you haven't, but if you have airline miles or a supermarket loyalty card, these are some basic forms of gamification which have been around for decades. Let's zoom in further with Anton Dupriez, who's the Executive Vice President for Sales Software, EMEA, at Kerber.
So for me, gamification is the positive incentive of behaviors, and it gets its name from, you know, the generation that we're hoping to attract into warehouses have been playing computer games all their lives. There's always an extra level to get, an extra score to get. There's always something to incent you to go a little bit further, and you get constant positive feedback about your progress. The alternative is, you know, if you take a warehouse environment, you get to the end of the week and somebody tells you your performance, you know, did you pick at the rate you were supposed to or not? That's kind of too late to do anything about it, and it doesn't motivate you as you're doing your work. So for me, the key things are it's positive. In the carrot and stick analogy, it's squarely in the carrot camp. It's, you know, positive. You will get something out of this if you, you know, progress and perform at this rate. And it's that regular feedback of, here's how you're doing. Hey, just go a little bit more and you can get another step up. You can get some more coins. You can do whatever you want to encourage, to positively encourage that behavior. And we've seen that, obviously, computer games have done this for years. You see it in Fitbits. You see it in Apple's exercise watches. You know, anything like that is providing this positive encouragement to drive behavior.
So gamification is all about the incentive. And it's of utmost importance for industries like the warehouse sector, where daily tasks can get repetitive quite quickly and cause boredom or disinterest. But if your workplace experience was gamified and you knew that you were only 5 picks away from earning a reward, you're much more likely to be motivated to reach that goal.
Once you appreciate that it's physical labor, it's repetitive, you're covering large distances, you're handling heavy products, that's all hard work. When you have that scenario in my mind, small things that are not ergonomic accumulate their negative effect very quickly. You know, if I'm hurting my wrist every second time I pick up a box, or my back is bending the wrong way, or whatever that thing might be, or I'm walking further than I feel I need to work, that builds up that kind of resentment and challenge for the individual. So it's certainly hard work. It's been hard work all the time, but I think you'll see that in part of a change. I think there's also a degree that is coming about now in warehouses that it has been a little old school in how it's engaged with a younger generation coming in, giving people pieces of paper or old, you know, text-based screens on how they might interact with their work, not having a more modern concept of how you motivate and encourage people to work. The younger workforce coming in really isn't attracted to that kind of environment, so they'll try it out. It's still wages that you can earn, but if they can see something in another industry or another area that pays the same or better, that doesn't carry all of that, then they'll very quickly move on.
Anton has a great point here about worker retention. There's been a lot of focus in recent years about how to recruit the best young talent in the logistics sector. And while there is obviously no one right way to go about it, gamification can be a great tool for this. Matt Gregory, Managing Director for Northern Europe at Kerber Supply Chain Software, explains more.
I think it comes down to There is a tradition and a history where working in a warehouse is a pretty task-driven job, and you have limited ability to feel that you are, you know, can be a master of your own destiny. You can control some outcomes. And I think there are elements of what we need to be thinking about when we look at how we use different technologies to support the worker, but also how we use different technologies to engage with the worker to actually make that environment enjoyable or something that they can engage with. I also think it's a really important part, and actually supply chain does do this very well in some areas. It's about ensuring that a picker that turns up for their first shift, maybe age 16, understands that there's actually an incredibly interesting career available ahead of them, which I don't think we've done always the best job of highlighting. And now you're walking into some of the warehouses that we're really happy to support with our customers, you are seeing, you know, strong leaders that are investing in their people. They're investing in technology. They have teams that are being built up from people that have spent 10, 15 years in that organization. They haven't spent 10, 15 years doing the same job. They've joined at 18, they've joined at 16. They've worked their way up into a shift leader, into a team leader. And actually some of the best supply chain leaders that we meet today have come through that pathway. You know, I've got a member of my leadership team who's absolutely fantastic, and she started her life as a shift planning manager. And she's worked her way up through that, and that ability to work hard, to use the technology around you, to work with a great supportive team, but also to see that next step is always important for anyone, regardless of age and experience, because that also adds to that mastery and that ability to control your own destiny. So for me, it's quite a challenging task when you start thinking about it at a fundamental level, but actually you create a pathway for an individual. You give them the right tools, the right technology to support them on it, and give them a way of engaging with it and engaging with each other around a common task, you can go a long way to improve worker satisfaction.
Something else you need to consider is that implementing gamification software isn't going to be the magic wand that solves all of your business problems, like I mentioned earlier.
One of the things that's important to remember is gamification is part of the solution, it's not the only solution. So I would say to those people that are considering this, and particularly to your point around ergonomics and usability and human factors, you've got to get the fundamentals right as well. So gamifying a poorly designed process with a non-ergonomic solution is not a good idea. So you need to combine both together. And when you do that, you also need to fully buy into this concept. So if you've got a workforce where you're asking them to, you know, to engage in a new tool and get value and engage with gamification, I would challenge that organization to say, how else can we live that across the business? It's not the preserve of what do we just do for our warehouse colleagues. How do we use it in our goal setting for the rest of the business? How do we communicate it? How do we celebrate those successes? It shouldn't be the thing we do with the warehouse team. It needs to become part of the culture of the business. You do that, it embeds itself, it ingrains itself, and it ensures it is something that will give you sustainable value.
It's this concept of sustainable value that Matt mentioned that carries gamification from a fun gimmick to a fully integrated solution. And as with any fully integrated solution, you'll need a robust data strategy to get the most out of it, as Anton and Matt are about to explain.
I think the data that we're going to get out of gamification that'll be the highest value is going to be behavioral data. We know already that this picker went to that location and picked at this rate. Yeah, we have that. That's captured in almost every WMS system. But I think what gamification will bring is, what are the behavioral motivators? What encourages people more? What is a better incentive that you could use to encourage people? But if we just take the gamification technology in its own right, I think it's going to be that insight. It's going to be the behavioral insights that we get around people and what drives them, which we can then add on to an overlay on the kind of the raw performance data, which is being captured in, you know, in labor management systems, in warehouse management systems already.
I think the data that's going to come out of gamification is going to be really interesting, and it's going to be interesting to use for us to continually adapt to a changing environment. So we may have a warehouse today that, you know, utilizes gamification in a very manual pick environment. You know, the needs and the demands of the customers may change and new investments will come in. We've got to make sure that we can use gamification to help motivate the staff and the team to achieve their outcomes. But we also need to be able to give feedback to the managers and the shift leaders to say, now your operation has changed, the way in which we need to motivate and incentivize and drive performance may need to adapt as well. I also think we've got an incredibly diverse workforce in the UK, which I'm incredibly thankful for. Everybody has different personalities. Everybody is wired slightly differently. So I think, you know, what might motivate Anton will be slightly different to what motivates myself. And we need to be able to show that one size doesn't need to fit all. It's about saying, you know, how does Matt get to the gold level that gets him the gold medal? How do we help Matt get there more often? And those tools and levers will be different to Anton. So I think for me, it's about personalization of motivation.
Maybe this talk of gamification has already convinced you to give it a go, or maybe you're hesitating, and I wouldn't blame you for it. Gamifying your warehouse might mean a major shakeup of ways of working that you've known all your life. But before you make up your mind, I'd like to hand over to Anton one last time for his recommendation to those who are willing to give it a go.
I would certainly say do it as soon as you can would be the first advice. I think we, I'm speaking now as perhaps an older person, sadly, I think we don't realize how ingrained and how important this is to the generation we're trying to attract into warehouse. I think this is pretty key that we find ways to provide this type of incentive and feedback mechanism for younger people coming into the business. So I would say get on with it soon. I would definitely recommend start simple. You know, the nice thing with gamification is you can put one or two games out there, one or two targets, goals, incentives. You can keep it fairly simple. You can see how that, and you can iterate yourself very rapidly. You can make the prizes more extravagant. You can put more different challenges that you put out there. Maybe put some challenges in place that are not all performance-based. Maybe make them about interaction amongst your peers or contributing to the business or something like that. So, you know, we talked a lot this conference as well about ESG, environmental social governance. You know, maybe look at some of the challenges related to those things, related to social or governance. You know, have you completed your compliance training? You get some coins for that. So you can iterate and expand. So do it soon, keep it simple to begin with. You can always grow more where you do it. And I would say keep it varied. Because again, if you look at the psychology that gets applied in things like computer games, there'll typically be something new coming out every month or every quarter that just keeps it a little bit interesting, changes it up a little bit so that it doesn't become a very mundane, repetitive exercise. Because again, you know, the day job is mundane and repetitive. So this week there's a new challenge up there, and hey, we can get some incentive and behavior amongst the teams on that.
Thanks to Anton, Matt, and Nick for their contributions to this episode. You can learn more about today's topic by visiting the links in the episode description or by navigating to kerber-digital.com/portfolio and clicking on Vibe. Thanks for listening to the Logistics Podcast. Keep it moving.